Good morning, Tony.
Thanks for being with us. I received an email yesterday, a press release from the Senate Dems, and it basically says the Senate Democrats show the effects of how Governor Snyder's relentless positive action is hurting the state. I wanted you to get your take on this.
Sure. Well, I'd definitely say that I think the governor is committed to making the tough fiscal and policy decisions that have been put off too long. And he knew it wasn't going to be easy, knew it wasn't going to be very popular, but I think we're moving in the right direction. And he is very, very committed to moving past the partisan fighting of the past and looking forward.
There was a new video released yesterday which supposedly showed the effects of Governor Snyder's agenda and what it is having on Michigan. While the governor has described his agenda, and I'm reading from the press release, as relentless positive action in recent weeks, the video shows how Michigan citizens are being impacted by it. Raising taxes on seniors, working families, raiding money from public education is hardly what I would describe as relentless positive action. That's a quote from Senator John Gleason. How would you react to that?
Well, it's unfortunate. I would take a little issue with that because I think it was so important to hit the reset button for Michigan and move forward rather than backward, tackling the state's persistent budget deficits once and for all, grow Michigan's economy for more and better jobs, but also making sure that we were protecting some of those core and vital safety net services that can actually build a strong foundation for the future and quality of life for all Michigan citizens.
Sarah, when we were on the island for the policy conference, one of the big topics was education.
Absolutely.
And folks in business, as well as government, as well as the Snyder administration, talked about how education was the key for the state to succeed. And when you cut funding from K through 12, as well as higher ed, how can you say that?
Well, I think there are two points there. One, I'd say that the governor is a firm believer that education and a strong educational system, both from before birth all the way through post-secondary in college, higher ed, is absolutely critical to Michigan's comeback and economic recovery for certain. And two, it's not that this was a tough budget. There was $1.5 billion deficit, and the education cuts were tough, but they were very, very small compared to anything else in the budget. And it's not just about funding, too. Michigan ranks, you know, near the middle of the pack in the amount of funding it spends, but in some cases, we rank at the very, very bottom for some of the results. So that's one of the things that the governor was trying to convey, is that it's looking at the system holistically and trying to improve it throughout.
All right, Sarah, before I let you go, the governor will be speaking at the Lansing Center this afternoon.
Absolutely, yes. He'll be talking about some of the changes that have been made with the state's budget and tax plan, and again, moving forward and the culture change that's so important in this state of recognizing all that Michigan has to offer, and again, moving the state forward.
All right, Sarah Werfel, she's the press secretary for Governor Rick Snyder. Sarah, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Tony.